Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today is another AMA episode, Ask Me Anything. But first, if you've ever wanted to invest in a real estate project and had insufficient funds, you may have chosen a smaller property so it fits within your affordability. Raising capital is the key to unlocking the ceiling on your investing career. My latest book, Magnetic Capital, will guide you through the process and make raising capital so much easier than you ever imagined. You can buy a copy from Amazon.com, or you can buy it directly from my website at victorjm.com, and I'll send you an autographed copy. If you buy it from Amazon, it won't be autographed, but you will get it quicker. Okay, we are back. We're here answering your questions today, and Frank from Portugal had a second question. He asks, can you explain the waterfall approach for income distribution and which is the most common in use in syndications? Well, Frank, that's a great question. Waterfall refers to a structure that implies a priority of payments. Party A gets paid first, then Party B, then Party C, and so on. Waterfalls can be extremely powerful in deal structuring. By setting a priority payment, you can give a lot of comfort to investors who may be wary of getting the projected financial performance. I'll give you a couple of examples. Imagine that you've structured an equity investment as a loan with a profit-sharing component on the back end. You may want to designate the first payments as interest payments to the investors, then the second payment would be the loan capital, and then only once the loan is repaid, you may designate the investors and the deal sponsors to get their respective shares of cash flow according to share ownership. That'd be an example of a waterfall. Priority 1, Priority 2, Priority 3. So first, Priority 1 is the interest, Priority 2 is the loan principal, and Priority 3 are a distribution of the profits. Another form of waterfall payment can occur on the sale of a property. You may want to designate the investors get all their capital back first, then the investors and the sponsors share in their respective residual proceeds from the sale. This is a time when you can also get a little bit creative and put a developer fee into the waterfall model. You could designate the investors get their money back first, then the sponsor gets a developer fee after the investors are paid back, and then finally the residue gets divided according to share ownership. Fact is, there's no set way to do it. Waterfalls can be extremely powerful, and they're really only limited by your imagination. You can make them as sophisticated as you want. The main caution I'll give you, though, is that waterfalls make it much more difficult to calculate the investor rate of return. And if the investor can't understand what their return is, they're much less likely to invest. It's back to that old adage, a confused mind doesn't buy. Another important type of waterfall is something called the preferred return. In a preferred return, you're setting the floor for what an investor is going to get back. Now, it's not a guarantee, but it's setting a floor. For example, if you designate a 6% preferred return, let's say the investor has invested $100,000. The 6% preferred return means that they're going to get back $6,000 a year as a minimum. If a project only generates $6,000 in profit, the investor is going to get 100% because the preferred return comes first. Even if the sponsor and the investors are sharing the project on a 50-50 basis, the preferred return takes precedent. If the project generates $10,000 in profits, the investor is still going to get their 6%, and then the deal sponsor would get 4%. Only at the point where the project is generating more than $12,000 a year would you actually share according to share ownership. Preferred return is one of the most common types of waterfalls that you typically see in syndications. Also, feel free to get input from your syndication attorney. They're very familiar with waterfalls, and they will have good advice for you. So that wraps up another AMA episode, Ask Me Anything. I love to answer your questions. And thank you to Frank for a great question. If you've got a question that you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. I'll answer it live on the air. Send your questions to Victor at victorjm.com. That's Victor at victorjm.com. In the meantime, have a spectacular day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.